fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I hope you had a wonderful and restful Lord's Day. This week, I want to talk about some of the prophetic words that recent popes have given to us as they've sought to read the signs of the times and to interpret for us what the Spirit is saying to the church. And then I'd like to use examples, kind of things I've been seeing in the day-to-day. I think almost everybody knows, everybody feels in the country these days and around the world that things feel very unstable, that there's tremendous and kind of rapid change happening. There's a lot of confusion. The recent popes have put their finger, I think, on the great challenge that we're facing. And I think listening to them and listening to what the Spirit is saying through them is very, very important. Pope John Paul II, shortly before he was raised up as pope, he said this while visiting the United States in 1976, reflecting on the state of the culture in the U.S. and in the West itself. He said, "We're now standing in the face of the greatest historical confrontation humanity has gone through. I do not think that wide circles of the American society or wide circles of the Christian community realize this fully. We're now facing the final confrontation between the church and the anti-church, the gospel and the anti-gospel. This confrontation lies within the plans of divine providence, and it is a trial which the whole church must now take up." Less than a year later, he's elected pope. Cardinals raise him up and becomes John Paul the Great. And he steps out on the balcony that first day when he was elected. What did he say? "Be not afraid. Open wide the doors to Christ. Open the doors of states and countries of the world to Christ." So God raised him up. Became for us for 28 years or so a tremendous prophetic sign. And he seemed to have the pulse on the spiritual battles that were unfolding within civilizations and cultures. Pope Benedict XVI had a similar sense and a similar, I think, feel for the fundamental battles that are going on in society in our time. And he said at one point, "In vast areas of the world today, the faith is in danger of dying out like a flame which no longer has fuel." And he said, man is pushing God from the human horizon, that the fundamental battle that's happening in the world is struggle between the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. And human hearts, human beings, the crown of creation, are given mind and will, imagination by God. And in every generation, are called to say yes to God's will, to say yes to the light that God reveals in his son Jesus. But there's a battle. Are we going to say yes to the darkness or are we going to say yes to the light? And what Pope Benedict XVI was seeing is that more and more people today, even baptized people, people within the church, have lost their faith and they're drifting with the culture. And the drift with the culture is not a drift into a kind of a third way between the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness, a place of kind of new safety that the postmodern world and its genius and its technology has now broken into, and we're going to create a more perfect world and a more unified world. What's happening is people are drifting away from Christ. So he said the flame of faith in vast areas of the world is dying out. He said it's dying out because man is pushing God from the human horizon. There's a tug of war going on, of wills, you might say. There's the will of the enemy, Satan, who's tempting and leading, always leading people away from the kingdom of God. There's God and his will for us. His will is life, it's light, it's conversion, it's restoration, it's redemption, and ultimately glory and eternal life. But his will is expressed in commandments. His will is expressed in the natural law, the natural order of things that he's created, the purpose and the design that he's made us for. As the crown of creation, men and women are able to perceive and to understand this purpose and design. Even in some ways without revelation itself, we can see, we can come to the understanding that God exists, that there's a God who created all this. And we have a mind to grasp it, we have a will to say yes to it. What Pope Benedict is saying is that many, many people, individuals, even those who are baptized, are exercising their freedom against the light, against God. and they're becoming slaves again, falling back, he said, into a kind of neo-paganism. Now, even lower than that, into a secularized culture, a culture that doesn't even acknowledge, even the pagans acknowledge the existence of God or gods. But the new postmodern secular world, its will is to remove God from the human horizon and to insist on a secular, godless existence. And to say, look, we have to put aside, we're going to push away the God thing, because the God thing is a fantasy. And it's a crutch. It's rooted in fear. It's a kind of slavery. So we need to get rid of it, because there's no hope in a mythic God, in a God that doesn't exist. So we, in our boldness, are going to rely on ourselves. We're going to rely on our own wits, our mind, our technology, our finances. We are the masters. We're the designers. If there's any kind of design, we're the ones who design it. All power rests in our hands and nowhere else. That's the struggle. And so Pope Benedict saw very clearly, and again, going back to what Pope John Paul II had said, he understands this to be a great and profound spiritual battle between the gospel and the anti-gospel, the church and the anti-church. And he said, this battle's inescapable. No one can escape it. And I think this, we can see how the secular worldview, a godless idea of human existence, has laid hold of not only the West, but key players and the influence of the UN. People are trying to define a different reality apart from God. Man wants, again, to be on the throne. So Pope Benedict said, when that happens, when human beings deny reality itself, that God exists, and that we're made by him, we're made for him, and that we belong to him, he said, humanity boasts of its freedom and its radical autonomy from God and claims light, claims to see more perfectly. But our light that we claim is nothing but darkness. This is what Pope Benedict made so clear. He said, because when humanity pushes God from the human horizon, the light which comes from God goes dim. When you talk about light, the light that he's referring to is the light of the knowledge of what it means to be human. Why are we here? How do we get here? Where are we going? What does it mean to be human? What's our purpose? Do we have a purpose, a destiny? What is it? All of that is revealed to us by God through his creation. If we're willing to not let our minds be darkened by our passions and ruled by a will that refuses, that says, I will not serve. I don't want to observe the natural order. I don't want to submit to any purpose or design that can be perceived by the human mind, because I want to be in charge. I want to be free. I demand my freedom, and I can't be free. And of course, I can't be happy if I'm not free. I cannot be free if anyone, even a God, imposes his will and purpose on me. So there's an enormous conflict in the human heart and the human mind, a profound battle that's unfolding in our time that causes tremendous confusion, because humanity is denying its own being, its own core, its fundamental identity. I am not a created being. I am not made by other. There is no purpose or design in me apart from what I determine for myself. I'm my own master. I'm my own creator. Friends, that's where the spiritual battle is. And the Holy Father says that claim to light is nothing more than darkness. It's darkness because man is left alone, and man can't even be honest enough with himself to say he doesn't know where he's come from. He doesn't know why he's here. He has no idea where he's going, and he knows he did not make himself. I'm not the source, the origin of my own being. Man can't answer any of those questions. But instead of yielding to God, this is the depth of the battle in the human heart, friends. We can see it. There's nothing new here under the sun. It's just being manifested in a profound, in an intense way, and in a growing way in our time. Man is willing to deny his own nature in order to get what he wants. I want to come out from under the commandments of God and the will of God, and I want to be the master of my own reality and my own life. So the Holy Father said that darkness sets in, and he said as a result, humanity is losing its bearings. It's losing its hold on reality. You can see it manifested in so many ways. I read an article yesterday. It was very sad. I don't know if you've had a chance to see it. Actually, this was a few weeks ago, but I just kind of got my hands on it. A couple of stories of euthanasia in Amsterdam. You know, in 2002, Holland legalized euthanasia. And since that time, 5,561 people have been euthanized, including children. Recently, there was a 20-year-old woman who was euthanized because psychologists and those who were looking after her were saying she was just dealing with unbearable pain and suffering as the result of having been sexually molested in her life at one point. Clearly a traumatic thing. They said she was suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. And so the answer is, ultimately, if this is all there is, that is, there is no God, she was not made by God, there is no hope for a future with God, or there's no capacity to understand the meaning of human suffering, and there's no hope in the context of suffering. You see, man's horizon is darkened. If with God being pushed from the human horizon, these doctors and physicians can't perceive the full dignity of this woman and ultimately the hope that's present, and if she can lay hold of that hope, can help her in the midst of suffering and trial. But there is no other hope because they tried what they had the power to bring about. They tried various kinds of medication. They tried various kinds of therapies, and none of them worked. And so they said, well, if this isn't going to work, there simply is nothing else. So then what's the conclusion? What's the next step? Well, you look at her and say, we can't help you anymore. And she said, I don't want to suffer like this anymore. There's too much pain here for me. The doctor said, we exist to relieve pain, and pain is a bad thing. So look, she's saying she wants to die, then we agree with her. We agree with her that there's no other way. There's no other way to deal with this. And so they euthanize her. They kill her. They murder her. That's really what it is. But it's all cloaked in words of kindness and mercy and the rest of it. There's another story of an older woman in her 40s who also was the victim of sexual abuse. And she had a very hard time dealing with it. Tremendous depression, tremendous pain. And so her family and others agree. She said she wants to die. So they come together, the doctors who are present and her family, they have champagne, they talk. And here's what one of the doctors said. She said she began to put a sedative drip into the woman's arm, and we wished her well on her journey. She fell asleep quickly. That's when I put the muscle relaxant into her and ultimately killed her. This is an eternal creature made by God who has no idea what she's facing. And these doctors, in all their wisdom, what is saying? We wished her well on her journey. What is that journey? How do they know where she's journeying? If they don't believe in God, there's nothing there anyway, right? But where she's going to, and Holland used to know this. These Christian countries of the West used to understand this. She's heading toward judgment. She's going to face God. She didn't have the power to take her own life. They didn't have the power to take her life. Here's where the Holy Father is putting his finger and he's saying, see what happens when the light goes away. Darkness itself becomes light, and we become slaves to the power of sin and death. Have a good day. We're going to talk about this tomorrow.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in this year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.